This is St. Louis Public Radio. While Congress and President Donald Trump debate immigration policy, 700,000 young immigrants are waiting to learn their fate. They were brought to the United States illegally by their parents when they were children. President Barack Obama gave them temporary protection from deportation through DACA. The Trump administration will end the program in March. St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard talks to two DACA recipients who call the St. Louis area home.
22-year-old Eddie Alboron grew up in St. Louis. His mother brought him from Mexico to the United States without authorization when he was two, and he's never been back. He speaks English and Spanish, and his parents have taught him about Mexico, but he says going there would be like visiting a foreign country.
So I always tell people I might have been born in Mexico, but I was made in America.
Alboron works nights as a server to pay his way through college. He says DACA granted him a work permit that allowed him to get a driver's license and Social Security number so he can work, pay taxes, drive a car, and go to college.
DACA does not give us a path to become U.S. citizens, but it does give us hope. The hope of becoming an American citizen one day.
Now he's concerned about his future. On September 5th, Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced the Trump administration's decision to rescind DACA. He called the Obama-era policy an unconstitutional exercise of authority by the executive branch. He said it's up to Congress to write permanent legislation to protect DACA recipients.
This does not mean they are bad people or that our nation disrespects or demeans them in any way. It means we are properly enforcing our laws as Congress has passed them.
Alboron is worried about what this will mean for his family.
You also feel betrayed because you voluntarily gave all your information, where you live, your name, your address, everything. You let them know, yo, I'm not a criminal, here's my background. And now they want to turn back to you and say, you know, well, we might now just deport you.
He decided to speak out about what DACA has meant for immigrants at a rally held in St. Louis the day after the Sessions announcement. Alboron thinks it's important for DACA recipients to tell their stories.
It was a little difficult me having to go up there and finally letting people that I've never seen in my life know who I am. But I know it had to be done.
St. Louis immigration lawyer Jim Hacking says DACA permits will begin to expire in March unless Congress takes action. There are about 3,500 DACA recipients in Missouri and 42,000 in Illinois.
These people are going to college, going to law school, going to medical school. They're contributing to society. And as I think everyone has agreed, they've done nothing wrong. They've grown up here. Immigration is a political football that gets thrown back and forth, but these kids are caught up in the crosshairs of deportation.
24-year-old Nayeli Barboza Barron of Collinsville was six when she crossed the border from Mexico with her mother and brother without authorization. They were joining her father, who was already working in the United States. She grew up in the Metro East and says her life was like any American child's until high school, when she realized that without documentation, she could not get a driver's license or apply to college.
That's when all the questions really started to rise and where I became more aware of my situation. It was just very depressing. You want to join the crowd. You want to be part of society.
Barboza Barron says DACA gave her a future. She works two jobs to pay her rent and college tuition, and her goal is to be an elementary education teacher.
You know, everyone has their own version of the American dream, but mine is just to be able to stay here, grow old here, graduate, and be a good citizen to this country.
But for now, she is living with worry. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.